When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So here's a note I wrote to myself today. Putting things on a planner doesn't protect you from the future. So, you know, I talk a lot about the ETP, the Emergent Task Planner, and how using that in combination with Trello helps me keep aware of what needs to be done all the time, which can give the false impression that I am terribly, terribly organized. Perhaps that is, like, it is organized to an extent, right? It is a form of organization, and perhaps if you don't do any kind of assembling of, you know, what your responsibilities are, if you have more than one master, you know, like, for instance, if you're working a quote-unquote day job in addition to pursuing some kind of art, or if you're a freelance artist or illustrator or some kind of visual communicator, and then you're gonna have lots and lots of clients, unless you are some kind of genius at working that all out in your brain, I'm guessing you write it down in some form or another, which is about, you know, that's organization as well. Why am I even talking about this? Reason being is that at the beginning of the week, when I was planning my week, I remember reporting that I was excited about the fact that I was going to, it appeared that I was going to have a lot of focus this week on penciling the graphic novel. I mean, I go back to my first page in my ETP and I wrote down, I committed in ink, you know, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11 pencils. Like, oh, that's going to get done this week. And you know what? Things move around. Things move around. Life stuff happens. Other aspects of the graphic novel that needed my attention needed my attention. Aspects that were not pencils. So it was focused activity, but it was not the focused activity that I had planned. And I am certainly guilty of this. Like, you know, I'll get frustrated and say, like, but I wrote it down. And that meant it's going to get done. Now I got to move it. And so, like, I had to go into my Trello board and I had to reassign due dates to things as I moved stuff around on my calendar. Now, the moving around of the calendar, on the one hand, is a blessing because it means that I have more capacity for attention to personal aspects of my life, right? So if somebody in my personal life needs me, I have the flexibility to be able to drop what I'm doing and attend to that. Now, on the other hand, it means that if I'm not vigilant and I'm not protective of certain blocks of time, that can easily get steamrolled, right? And of course, this is barring emergencies, right? Like, so if you work any kind of job, if there's a family emergency, in most situations, right, you get out of there and you attend to what you need to attend to. But I guess, like, what one of the big ideas that I was kind of wrapping my brain around today is that the act of writing it down doesn't protect you from the future, from, like, the unexpected events that happen. Maybe, I mean, it's possible, I'll own this, that it's possible that maybe I'm just more susceptible to that. Maybe I respond more to outside influence requiring my attention, right? Or maybe I perceive a need for my attention where there isn't one. It's possible. And it's possible that, you know, I'm always willing to accept as a hypothesis that it's resistance, you know, like an unwillingness to engage with the difficulty of thing. But in this case, in this particular case, I know it was a situation of, oh, wait, I can't start penciling until I do this other part that really needed a little bit more of my attention before I turn it in so I can move on to penciling. That's what I was talking about last night when I was, like, hip deep in it. And I just finished it up this afternoon. So now what I'm going to do is, attend to some dishes and clear my head a little bit. I did another headspace session to try to, like, you know, shake everything loose because I was in that kind of focus zone and I almost started recording right after I finished my thumbnail revisions. And I was not in the mental place to be able to do that. I would have been a very distracted and grumpy cuss. Nobody wants to listen to that. Well, maybe some people do, but I personally never feel great about myself when I do that. But yeah, it's like another one of those like little reflections on how life just gets in the way and learning to be okay with that, but also paying attention to the signal that organization is an ever-moving thing. Organization and structuring of a project, just like a graphic novel. You know, I was talking about the ambiguity of making a graphic novel. It's like this fuzzy thing. I think the planning part of it as well is also a fuzzy thing. I mean, especially when there's multiple operators involved, right? With I was actually thinking about this, about how the Boulder and Fleet short story that I'm starting to serialize now. As a matter of fact, new page drops tonight at 11:50 p.m. It's called A Friendly Game. You'll find it at boulderandfleet.com. I was just thinking about how with that particular experiment, it kind of went as planned. I mean, there was some moments where it was like, ugh, how am I going to get this page done today? But there wasn't anything where it's like, well, I can't do this page today. I have to shift it to tomorrow in order to attend to this now. I made it all fit somehow, and I fulfilled my promise to myself to never spend more than an hour inking each of those pages. And I even planned ahead to say, okay, well, you know you're going to be out of town this week in October, Jers, so don't plan on doing it then, but plan on doing it when you get back, right? I anticipated a lot of variables ahead of time, and I think I came through for the most part as I expected to. Now, one could say, oh, flash the V-sign victory, you did it. You know, but there's also, God, I don't want to glamorize unpredictability. I don't want to glamorize disorganization and chaos. But there was like a tiny bit of a, oh, so that's it, huh? Oh, I did it. I keep coming back to this idea of like that ambiguity, that panic, that uncertainty is kind of part of the flavor of making a thing. So again, I'm coming back to this idea of like, okay, well, I protected myself. I wrote things on a list. How come that didn't happen this way? Now I got to move things. Jeez, that's frustrating. I'm trying to remind myself that that's part of the experience. But at the same time, if it was a little bit more predictable, that would be cool too. Things are still in a place where I think everything is doable. I'm not in like panic mode where like, oh crud, how am I going to figure this out? I'm still in a place where it's like, ooh, this is going to be tough, but I've done this before and it's manageable. But one always wishes to, you know, save a couple of those power-ups early on in the game. You know, you always want to enter the level with like a full satchel full of power-ups. So then that way, when the unpredictable things happen, you can go, pata, take that. Take that unpredictable thing. I see you and I raise you one mushroom. Now I'm twice as big and I'm going to jump on you, you know? I don't even know if that made any sense. I don't know if that metaphor got away with me. Okay, who am I? Jersey Drozd. jdrozd.com. Jersey on Twitter. boulderandfleet.com. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, as a yearly thing that my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I do, where for the month of November, we challenge ourselves to check in once a day with a little audio journal, recording, audio accompaniment to the art that we make. And we challenge the whole world to do it too. And then we ask everybody who plays along to post their work someplace, but then link to it on Twitter with the Art Sound Off hashtag. So you can go to twitter.com and look for the Art Sound Off hashtag to listen to all the entries by all the different people who've been playing along. A lot of cool people playing along. A lot of interesting thoughts and points of view that you can experience. If you're feeling alone at the art desk and you want to find out what everybody else is doing, that's the place to go. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
Today we met Nepthu, a man who wanted to become a leader and became one. But Nepthu used his leadership for his own selfish glory, and in the end he got what he deserved. Being a good leader takes a lot of responsibility, but you must also be responsible when you follow a leader. Don't do something wrong or dangerous because someone tells you to. Think before you act. We can't all be leaders, but we can all choose what's right and wrong for ourselves.